Hello, I just want to share this wonderful video with you. Before we get to the video, I would like to introduce three things to you. AnointedTube.com. This is a very powerful site, believed to be the topmost Christian video sharing website in the world today. It is ranked as the fifth best video sharing website in the world according to available data. It hosts videos of preachers, gospel ministers, motivational and financial speakers from all around the world. All you need to do is to select the preacher of your choice from your preferred continent at the top of the site. Scroll down, click on the preacher's picture, and you will access video content from your favorite preacher. You could as well share our videos on all social media platforms. We are currently targeting 5,000 people that we support Anointed Tube monthly. And you could be one of them. To support, please click the donate or subscribe button on the home page or on the video page. No amount is too small or too big. Your donation of $10, $20 a month could help hundreds of thousands to come to the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ every week through the life-changing message of great men and women of God. It is my pleasure to introduce to you my book, my powerful, wonderful book, Discover the Real You and Change the World. This is a powerful tool for your personality development and growth. It is available on Amazon, on eBay, Barnes & Noble, and a number of resource sites all over the internet. If you live in a country where the book is not published and you want to reprint the book in your country, please send us an email and we will be glad to get that to you. This book has manuscripts both in Portuguese and Spanish languages. If you live in a Spanish or Portuguese-speaking country and you want this book published in your language, please let us know. I would like to introduce to you the word combination of herbs. We put together a combination of herbs, 90 herbs, in 4 bottles, and by our next production cycle, we'll aim at combining up to 117 herbs in 4 bottles. Please make your order, as we are calling for resellers and distributors of this product. If you want to be a part of this process by being a distributor or reseller, you could send us an email and we'll be glad to get to you. The herbs are produced in Europe. We believe God that this will bring to manifestation His words in the Bible that the herbs are for the healing of the nations. God has already put healing and power into herbs that would bless and change lives. We produce this because we cannot ignore that power. The point is that, it, in comparison to using individual herbs, it would be better to combine these potent medicinal resources into one mix in just 4 bottles for the refurbishment of the whole body system. So make your order. We'll get it to you.
King of glory, we worship you. Our El Shaddai will worship you. Tonight, glorify yourself. Let every pain and every disease and every affliction of the enemy perish while your word comes out. In the name of the Lord, let them be healed from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Thank you for answering our prayer. One of the errors you will make in Christianity is for you to be noisy and wise. The reward of wisdom is wealth and health, and the penalty of ignorance is lack. So, if you have become a Christian, it simply means you've turned your back to failure and you are heading towards success. If you believe that. I didn't say you should say amen, but I just think if you believe it, it can work for you. The penalty of ignorance is lack. The reward of wisdom is focus. When you lack wisdom, when you lack activity, when you lack creativity, your family don't need to curse you. Witches and wizards don't need to cast spell on you. It simply means you cannot have freedom, because only truth can make somebody free. This is our bishop's son, Mori Bishop Awumapa. He plays this instrument. Inside this keyboard, if he plays it with meaning, houses and cars are inside there. One successful album, one successful musical album that can hit a record can give him all he needs for the rest of his life. Francisco makes millions of dollars every year from trumpet. Many people who pursue a profession with accurate meaning make a living without suffering. If he will improve on it and grow in it and make it a professional thing added to his university education, he can brag in performances and taking concerts. For the rest of his life, when he finally gets married, his wife and children will never suffer through that small instrument if he put his eyes on it. The flute boy that I was saying just now, if he really gives himself training in playing that instrument and finally arrange for people like us and the rest who are professional musicians in action for other training. Maybe they are not, they just think you play guitar and that is your life. He's graduating end of this year, is a special optometrist, an ophthalmologist, who sees to the eye. He can pull eye out and put it on the table, repair it and put it back. He's playing guitar, you are calling him guitar boy here. That's how you'll be watching him. Playing that instrument to worship God satisfactorily, yet pursuing his training to make a living. When you are in a church where your pastor is a dandy, all he will train you to do is to clap and sing and pray. But when you are with somebody like me with sound mind, an excellent spirit, and another spirit, I tell you that unless you diversify yourself, you'll be entrapped. Each one of us is giving praise with millions of selves inside. And it is said that no one single human being is able to tap to 10% of the totality of the wisdom of God given to everyone. I'm not sure I've tapped that 5% of all mine. Yes.
Never mind about life. I told you how to cast out darkness if by buying diesel. Now, if you are in the church, and all you come here to do na 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 gift you have is enough to carry you for the rest of your life. Get the choir to give you backing. Get the praise team to give you backing. Make what we call the best of the best of Ozene. Anywhere we go in this country, they will rush your cassette. At 100 naira, if you make 1,000 tapes, at 100 naira, how many people know what that one would be?
100,000.
If you make 2,000 tapes at 100 naira, you make 200,000. And it will not be enough to sell in 5 weeks. Money is just around you. But yourself are captured in redundancy. And you are praying. Our Father. Yeah. God is hearing, but your brain is not responding. And until your brain bow to your dullness, your dullness bow to your brilliance, you continue to struggle as if your prayer is not answered. I'm here with you. I am not envious of your success. I'm not jealous of your upward life. But you have yourself to blame. If of all I teach, you end up in bankruptcy. Not because God didn't favor you or I didn't teach you truth. It's just that your IQ was zero, outside zero. And from tonight, you are to be anointed for the spirit of excellence and wisdom.
Amen.
So that what God says will come to pass. These ones, who say, what are you studying? Come here. And Victor, you understand that I give you 1 month to produce your own album. 1 month. Not, I will sponsor the cost of it. What are you reading?
English major.
English major, final year. The people you see here, singing and dancing, I will not allow her to give anybody microphone. It is not promising for future. Not one. If you cannot go to school because you can't go to school because of money, I sponsor you. Most of them are all on scholarship. So graduates that have a better future, they tie this one will be paid very soon. And this one will be more than the school fees I'm paying for them now. I'm showing ahead of time. I'm not a fool, I'm showing I know what I'm doing. Do you hear me? But this is the time they need help. You are hearing what I'm saying? I'm planting. Give me the basket I brought there. I'm sowing a seed. I hope you are following my message. Alright. Out of this gone one, what will you call this in Dr.
Corn
cup. If you take this and clear a properly nourished ground, you can harvest 3 baskets full, big bowls, basins, and bowls of fresh corn in 4 months. Out of this one. Are you hearing me? Every farmer that takes a corn like this and blesses it and goes to farm, cut the grass, till the ground, give it little fertilizer. Of course, you know that the corn of this day don't suffer like the corn of those days. The corn you plant nowadays, you can tell when it can be eaten. In those days, corn that you have to wait until October before the big corn is going to come out. These days, in America now, there's a new method of corn. Must not be more than 3 feet. And each is allowed. Each of them can bring at least 4 like this, each one, 3 feet. 2 on this side, 2 on this side, food, all nourishing. In Benin parable, it was said of Kakweriako, go and find out, agriculture has changed it. You can plant it now and eat it. All those Dundee Gaku teachings, you inherited traditionally and by tribalistic effort, you have to bury them to enter Christianity in reality.
out of this basket of God. From this one orange, this one, if you sit here and taken a drive and planted, 3 years from now, and of course this is special orange from Israel, is 15 months to start to produce. 1 year and 3 months. You can start to harvest. It's in my compound, it's plenty there. This afternoon I was telling the children that came to visit me, corn is in this compound, coconut is in this compound, papaya is in this compound, mango is in this compound. Every fruit you can think of, unless you out of season with that, all other ones are within my compound. Creativity with great objectivity can detach you from poverty. Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. How many of you are glad to be children of God? Open your mouth and say, ah. Proverbs 3 verse 13. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. Let me tell you my interpretation of understanding. I put that tongue here. Where's the rich, my little pastor from? London. Come on. Pastor Kongoji. Otherwise known as Mr. Pray. Alright. Now, this one is under us. Yes or no? But why is he now? Is he standing or sitting down? He's under, but he's standing. Under. Put your hand here. Pastor, put your hand on top of my own. Is he below our hand? Is he lying down? Even though he's under, what is he doing? One day you will discover, no matter how low you are, if your faith stands, your mind will never bow. Get understanding. Get wisdom. That's what the Bible is encouraging you tonight. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. Did you hear that? Wisdom provides you quicker results than lottery and plan well. That's what he says here. Men who don't know the God they serve try lottery. The district governor of Michigan State was holding seminar with all the councilors of the state 2 months ago. And he gave them a breakdown of every lottery that have been encouraged to come to the state of Michigan. He proved to all of them, and pastors were there, like Gilbert and his dear wife, Bishop Coletta, who gave me this report, that until they make 30 million, nobody wins 1 million. So, for every 10 million that they give as big price, times 30, 300 million, before they give 10 million. So if you are playing lottery, only one smile while the rest cry. But if all of us have smart wisdom, all of us can smile together. Look at verse 13 and 14 again. Happy is the man. Say, I will be happy. Say it again. Oh, you know what happiness brings? It brings happiness.
daily happiness. It's happiness. When you look at your health, look at your life, effectively successful, you are happy. Nobody says, whoever will say, see, come on, try, only for 1 minute, all right? Oh, it's too wide. Close it a bit. Photographer does not dictate the content of your heart. And when there's contentment, there's no controversy. Happy. Hilarious. Successful. Joyful. Is a man who findeth wisdom. And the good news is that you don't stretch too much. The Bible says it is God who is to give all of us wisdom. Do you hear me? Hear this? And the man that getteth understanding, for the merchandise of it, in English, and Daniel, to be a merchandise will mean what? Trading or something. A man that has wisdom can make many businesses out of it. That's what he's saying. The lucrativeness, that's what the Bible is saying here. The after all profit of the gift of wisdom, he says, better than Goldsmith's own. Look at it. And he's more than the one who sells silver. Because you can crawl from one aspect to the other. Go to my office and talk to Erosa. Tell him to bring the fire for the letters that come into this country. Every wealthy aspect of this country, banking, medicine, law, everything, when they have anything special to do, my name is one of the first in the list. They want to see me. It's the same Bible you are carrying that I'm carrying, but unless I open my own. Some of you, like that one that didn't bring his due to church now. Can you imagine if we were to hear that? That he came to church, didn't bring his due. He will not be angry because he gave it to him. He will not be angry that he was given to him for use. And the head that God has given to all of you, he put brain inside. And I can see your neck complaining. What am I carrying you for? A big head without bread is a heavy load to the man. Faith is the actualizing of your inner belief or the exercise of what you believe. And each one of us have the destiny of God with us because we are all held with Christ and joined here with God. So nobody can say, because my family is poor, I am automatically poor. It's a lie of the devil. And it's on the feet of hell. The day you were born again and circumcised in faith by baptism, the old Adamic nature in you was trapped from you. And now you are a new creation. Yeah. Can I hear you say amen? Yeah. Many meetings in this town that is our family home, they don't call me because they know it's not what I can attend. But if there's anything good in this town, president is coming, swearing in of commissioner, swearing in of churches, and name it. When they list the VIP and the four kingmakers of this town, I'm one of them. Political kingmakers, decisive too. You ignore me, you ignore something. The career that I choose is not a cost to my life. I did my best with it to put God's name in Walmart. You cannot take an excuse because you are a Christian. That's why you don't take pride. That's why pride will breach your future or relegate you. But clear wisdom can improve your life. Does anybody hear me? May I ask you all to combine together and read me verse 14. Proverbs 3:14. Read it very loud. One, two, go. Did you hear? And the gain inside is more than fine gold. And you walk less than the blacksmith knocking his hand. And the goldsmith and the silversmith, your own brain on him that day. But the thing, she's more precious than rubies. And all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Somebody should say big amen. Anything else that is effortful in life to be fruitful cannot be compared with the gift of wisdom. The Bible says the first part is each of us needs. But the thing, let your aim in her right hand, and in her left hand, riches and honor. Get up and say, God, give me this thing I'm asking now. On my left and right. He said, on your right is long life, and on your left hand is what? Riches and honor. Do you hear me? That's why the Bible says, by the mouth of Christ, to him that has much shall be given to him. And the little that the poor man has shall be taken and has there. Do you hear me? You're in a school here. You're in a school. Oh, yeah, but we stand and tell everybody everywhere in the world, my teacher is Adi. Well, look it. Ask with anybody anywhere we are going, this one, any successful minister traces his or her life to me, to the day they came in contact with me. Anybody, you praise him, we are there, went for years ago, or one of his friends. For 8 years, he was living in bankruptcy until I came in contact. And I removed him out of that. How much more you by my nose and eye? Finance. Name anybody in this country. From Cairo to Calabar in the continent of Africa. 73% of successful ministers are my product, or products of my product. Then you are sitting by me here. Every word I chose dropped to your head, but your brain is using. And this anointing will take you from that country. Take your seat. Verse 17. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. May I say this? Yes. Go to school, beautiful. Have degrees, beautiful. First degree, second degree, master, master of business administration, MBA, then PhD. If you pursue a single course to obtain all these degrees, and the grace for wisdom is not there, you'll be so qualified and still suffering waiting for that on the road. I'm here to say to you, you are near to the road where you cannot fail anymore. Amen. And you are there. Wisdom, say that everybody. Is the principal. I gave you an illustration here some time ago. Influential man, intelligent man, and financial man. 1, 2, 3. This one knows everybody in town. This one has wisdom of business. Influential, no cash. Wisdom, no cash. Cash, no wisdom. In illustration. Take his cash, put your wisdom, take your wisdom, put to his influence. Akimia and Associate. Nigeria PLC. Praise the Lord through Christ. PLC. First person, enterprise. I was telling one of our children yesterday on our way to the university, I said, 90% of people who supply granite and sand to CFU are unbelievers. 3 years ago, one person supplied us a block of 16 million. 16 million in 1 year for block. The Christian here asked, Papa, pray for me. I will pray. Some believer will take it and go. He's dancing away. Christians are praying home. It's a baba baba baba. It's a baba. Oh, what is that about it? Unbelievers. Sam, the lady who taught me in the street, came to ask for 50 chips of sand. And I said, what will sand profit you? He said, if I supply 50 chips of sand, I'll make 200 by three. Times 50. 10,000. In 1 week. She's a tree of life. Them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that regenerates her. The Lord by wisdom has founded the earth. By understanding has he established the heavens. Somebody say big hallelujah. Amen. Proverbs 8. Mama said, I should tell you, from where she is, she's with you. Amen. She has told me to join you in the 10 o'clock service tomorrow. Amen. I will be there. Amen. I will be there. Amen. I said I will be there with you tomorrow. Amen. Different will happen in your life this year. Yeah. Any name you were called before that was ugly, the same people will change their tongue on your behalf. Yeah. It's your year. Proverbs chapter 8:10. Receive my instruction and not silver. Knowledge better than choice gold. Are you hearing me? Give a hungry man a piece of fish. You fed him for a day. Forgive me who? You feed him for the rest of his life. Many of you are looking for the immediate. God. For now, bring yourself ahead of self. Yes, what is called immediate plan and future plan. Make that long-term plan. Verse 10. Receive my instruction and not silver. Knowledge better than choice gold. Are you hearing me? Give a hungry man a piece of fish. You fed him for a day. Forgive me who? You feed him for the rest of his life. Many of you are looking for the immediate. Just God. For now, bring yourself ahead of self. There's what is called immediate plan and future plan. Many times long-term plans work more than short-term plans. God is saying, instruction and wisdom will give you long life. Yes, you may be passing through fire now, but the heat will soon be over. Yeah. Think of the man who started Methodist-Benz. How much the first Methodist-Benz cost? Think of what it cost now to buy the real life. My first Methodist 280 that the woman with Goethe in Toronto gave me cost 7,800. Methodist 280. That is not less than one tire and less than the real life. Times have changed. The man who invented Methodist is not suffering today. His children's children are not suffering. The man who invented bicycle, when we were using bicycle in this town, we know how much bicycle cost. Some shillings, some pounds. I think bicycle is almost 5,000 naira now. Huh? I'm talking about real bicycle. It's 40,000. Come and find out, nearly 40,000. For white rally. So far, bicycle. The person who said that bicycle is not suffering today. Do you hear me? Think of the person who invented sewing machine. Do you know, in fact, I did a research this trip I went to. How many of you know the drink called 7-Up? Way behind you know 7-Up. That white, clean, water, sugar, mix 7-Up. If you know it, raise your hands. I was in the town of the man who founded 7-Up last week. He said, you know why it called 7-Up? He tried 6 times and everything fell. So when he tried it the 7th time, he said, this time I'm up. 7th time I'm up. That's why the drink came to the concert. I was in the town last week. Yes, road to success have cruises and many times tongues and tissues. But he that endured to the end. The same stuff. Oh yes. You know it's difficult to climb. But when you get to where you are going, you balance up. You also know that when you are ready to drive, two hands cannot even carry the steering. So heavy. When you want to enter a corner. But after you are used to steering, you can put one finger. It's not that you wait for people so that they can know you are the one passing. But when you are learning how to drive, you greet anybody when they greet you. End of the tree. Amen. When you get to the cup, cup with it, you find the path to life. Amen. Don't think that because the road bends at the end of the tree. If I had followed what I experienced when this ministry started, I wouldn't be here tonight. Andrew, you can tell that. We used to sleep ACC campground in Irua. Primary school, Pabogida Ora, were my bed. All the blue skies were my canopy. And the wooden stage and plank on top of drum was my platform. It didn't stop where I was going. Even when I got strained, I didn't stray. Today, mention the name of living ministers. I'm among them. How? I refused to bow when I was forced to suffer. Wisdom tells you it's rough today to be niche tomorrow. Amen. And I have the divine audacity to tell you your end of suffering is very close. Amen. If you can follow my teaching. And if you follow God in the way He's calling you, you'll find out one day that the step of the righteous man is ordered by God. Are you hearing me? I say, are you hearing me?
Yeah.
Your life. Your life. Just to make God your choice. It's not everything you need in this life. You must. Oh, more white people, just soldier. So this body, one not soldier. Wisdom can give you favor. Are you hearing me? I went to Umuahia Crusade 11 years ago. I sleep in the back from Chad and the rest. Had deep cut here from here to here. Wounds everywhere. Mrs. Chad tied it with her scarf. We put bandage. After we had big up to pray that night, we bandages her. I cut the message short. Your way to success will be rough. but you'll get there. Yeah. Are you hearing me? Verse 10. Listen it. Verse 11. For wisdom is better than rubies. Verse 12. I wisdom dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty invention. You didn't hear that? Did you hear that? Come and read the letter we got from NUC, Nigerian University Commission, National University Commission. Your heart will be glad. But while they are doing their part, we are playing our role. Thank God our degree courses are starting. Thank God our diploma courses are starting. Thank God from kindergarten now you can go to university. Amen. With the invention. And what is the good news? I have been away 2.5 weeks. Dr. Pastor, I've been away 3 days. Was the school closed when you traveled? Did they nearly 4,000 students go on holiday because you traveled? Do they ever go to holiday because I'm traveling? Anybody know what of it that I'm traveling? I thought those who are going to the house. I greet them before I go and I greet them when I come. All the rest. Some say that in the house, some say, it is them what of it. I don't know every student here, but every student knows me. Are you hearing me? Be faithful. Be faithful. Start something that may be small today. Every small seed has great harvest behind it. Every small seed. There's a big harvest. That's what I'm teaching you this time. There's a big harvest. Oh, for every mango tree, there are millions of mango fruits. For every orange tree, there are millions of orange juice inside. Tons of them. But if you just leave it and do nothing, I told one of our pastors from Benin to my uncle's house at the market where I planted orange in 1952. When they 3 years ago, the orange is still standing. I said, beautiful. What a fight. Are you being blessed by what you are hearing? Will you still put your head in the fridge? Thank you. Verse 13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Somebody say amen. Amen. So nobody said you don't smoke, don't drink. If you fear God, automatically you hate evil. Pride and arrogance, an evil way, and a forward mouth do I hate. I will explain that next time. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom. I'm understanding, and I have strength. By me, kings reign, and princes decree. And by me, prince rule, and nobles, even all the judges. Somebody shout hallelujah. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me. Yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I live in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the path of judgment. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I say praise God.
Hallelujah.
Stand to your feet. I see men and women in this unusual year of unusual miracle.
Amen.
God will not only meet you at the point of your need, but will meet you ahead of schedule.
Amen.
Put your right hand on your forehead. I say put your right hand. Forget any other things this time. Forget about the wind, forget about the rain. Focus your life here. Open your mouth and bless your destiny. You have a part to play. It is God's will for you to prosper and be faithful. And also be venturing. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth.
Maharadi. Take them from darkness. Lift them from the weight of the enemy. Make them stand by your word and live by your word. For it is thy honor in your hand. And on your left hand is strength, on your right hand is wealth. Thank you for taking up on the penalty of ignorance and giving us the reward of wisdom. Thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Take your seat. How many have been blessed? If you have been blessed, stand and say, I'm blessed. Take your seat.
You can watch and listen to great and powerful messages from different men and women of God, preachers, prophets, teachers from all around the world on www.anointedtube.com.
Hey there, this is Anointed Tube. Anointed Tube is blessing and changing lives around the world. We are a data hive of videos by preachers, gospel ministers, motivational and financial speakers from around the world. We need your help and monthly donation by clicking on the Donate Subscription button on the homepage and also on the video page. You choose the amount you want to donate monthly. Nothing is too small or too big. We are targeting 5,000 people to subscribe now, and we need your help. It is remarkably easy to navigate on the site. Simply click on the photos of any preachers of your choice in Africa, America, or elsewhere shown at the top of the site. Scroll down to see the preacher's pictures. Click on any of the pictures to start watching and catching up with videos from your favorite ministers. Videos can be shared on all social media platforms. We need your help now.
Forget to support Anointed Tube financially. Don't forget to order your book, and don't forget to order your herbs. Be the best that you can be. You are the best. You are blessed. Shine, rule, have dominion, and live in dominion in your word. I love you, and God truly bless you.